Amen. Thank you, choir. The atmosphere is charged with God's presence. Anybody need healing this morning? Healing in your body or a miracle? Want us to agree with you, just pray for you. I can feel the healing anointing myself. It's flowing like oil on my head. Hallelujah. Someone need a miracle or healing? Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. That changes not, that compassion stiffen. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I needed as has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Have much time to preach, but I'll just share a testimony and just a few exhortations. Last Friday was our 44th year of anniversary of our marriage. Hallelujah. It is just like yesterday. God has been faithful. And again, and God brought another child to our family, the ninth one. To God be all the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. What the Lord laid in my heart to share with you is about Ezekiel 14. Let me just exhort you. He said, if these three men are there in Israel, Noah, Daniel, and Job. I just read a portion for you. The same thing the Lord is saying, if those three kind of people are in America, let there be famine. Do not touch them. Plague will not touch them. War will not touch them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That same God they served in time of old is the God we serve. And that God lives inside of us. We have greater advantage. Jesus Christ, who died for all, lives in us. Is that true? Yes. Hallelujah. The privilege we have now, it was not available. They were looking forward to us to see what God was saying about us. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 14, let me quickly read something to you here. And I will just say briefly. Ezekiel 14. This is what it says here in verse 13. Son of man, when the land sinned against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and I will break the staff of bread thereof, and I will send famine upon it, and I will cut off man and beast from it. It continued like that. Then he mentioned verse 14. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, said the Lord God. Hallelujah. Acts 16 tells us that we'll be saved and our household. That privilege was not available to them in time of old. But if you read Luke chapter 1, you see, it says Elizabeth and Zacharias were righteous. So witness was available because they obeyed God's commandment. Hallelujah. So in our own time, we have a better covenant. Hallelujah. Now, what I wanted to share with you, let me just say a few things about it. Now, you see, in the children of Israel, there's a way they conduct their lives. There's what we call bat mitzvah. At the age of 12 or 13, they perform a ceremony that they've come of age. Now, if you see Daniel and his friends, how old were they when they took them to captivity? About 16, isn't it? Remember? They were teenagers. But that of Daniel, Daniel reigned for about 5 kings. He worked with them, strangers. No king of Israel, foreigners. Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Cyrus, Darius. Daniel worked with them faithfully. But when jealousy came, when the time of Darius, because they made him to be the head over all the presidents, they decided to craft a way to pin him down, to get rid of Daniel. That same spirit of jealousy is still around today. There's one brother in our, he's not here now, the son is here, in Lagos, where he was working. Early in the morning when he came, he saw them doing juju on his chair. He said, continue, when you finish, let me know. Nothing will happen to me. Brother Benji is here now, nothing happened to him. Hallelujah. Do you know, people do charm to get promotion. You don't need to do charm. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Promotion coming up from east, west, or south is from above. Hallelujah. If you live for God, God will promote you. No matter how they will take your name to a juju priest, it will backfire. Now, this morning, my wife received a word. It's an accident, an evacuation. Brethren, let's pray. We cancel accidents. Home accidents, road accidents, sea accidents. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever will lead to evacuation, Abba Father, we arrest it right now. We demand for a turnaround. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, there be divine intervention in this nation or in Nigeria. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me just quickly say something about Samuel. Remember? Samuel's mother made a covenant with God. If you give me a child, I will lend him to you. Brethren, how old was Samuel when the father and the mother went to the temple and dropped Samuel off? Does somebody remember? 3, 4? They just finished breastfeeding and dropped the child. Not daycare. Hallelujah. And that child saw what was going on in that family of Eli. No father, no mother. No cell phone to call Samuel. Samuel, are you doing okay? Is everything okay over there? Nothing like that. Remote control. The mother was bombarding. Father, I've given him to you. You know how to take care of him. And God took care of Samuel. And Samuel took over the priesthood at the age of 38. After seeing what was happening around him, those things did not affect him. I pray that prayer for children in this place. That those lifestyle, those wayward life will not affect your children. Will not affect you. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, the Bibles that we have today, it was not available for them to read except parchments, scroll parchments. It's not everybody that can lay hand on those parchments. Now, how Samuel was able to grow without dent in his life is amazing. It's still surprising to me today. Now, the other side of Samuel is what I don't like. The children did not follow in the footsteps of their daddy Samuel. Just like Eli's sons did not follow their daddy's footsteps. Okay, let's stress about Daniel. Daniel. Hallelujah. Is somebody called Daniel here? No Daniel. Okay. Remember Daniel, as he walked with King of Babylon, and a trial came. God gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream. And that thing troubled Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't know what to do. Then he called all the wise men, all of them, that he received a dream. Please tell me the dream and the interpretation thereof. I said, King, no man can do that except God. And the decree went forth that all the wise men should be killed. And the news came to Daniel. Daniel told the messenger, I said, please give us time to seek the Lord. And he did. And the Lord gave the secret to Daniel and his friends. And King Nebuchadnezzar said, truly your God is a true God. But before that, remember, Daniel as a teenager, when they asked them to be feeding, eating the king's food, drink king's drink, and so on and so forth, he said, he proposed in his heart, may that be your state in the name of Jesus Christ. I remember when I was seeking the Lord, the news leaked out to some people, and they started coming to me for prayer. Bank manager and all friends, all of them were coming with his own wife. Then after I finished seeking the Lord, I recovered. I went back to worry. Now I was eating with a bank manager. You know what God said? Put a knife to that appetite. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because when you find yourself in that situation, you start compromising. You don't want to tell the people the truth because you want money. Hallelujah. So Daniel gave the interpretation. I say it's not just only for because of him, but for all of us as well, that their lives were at stake. And it gave the interpretation, but we are not going to talk about the interpretation now, but I want to tell you something else. Remember, after Daniel gave that interpretation, he was not greedy to just stay in some position. He told King Nebuchadnezzar, my friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you should give them appointment. I like that kind of attitude. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want us to look at Psalm 105, verse 15 through 22. I will try and conclude with this one. Psalm 105. Psalms of David. 105. Is somebody there? The word of God will try you. So all that Joseph went through, he said the word of God tried him. The word of God will try you. The word of God is trying you. The word of God is refining you. The word of God is purging you. The word of God is pruning you. The word of God is cleansing you. The word of God is building you up to be strong and to live for God and to shine. Hallelujah. He said, touch not my anointed. He said, verse 15. Okay. Okay. Go to the next verse, please. For 16. Okay, let me just open my Bible. Psalm 105. Love history. Praise the Lord. Psalm 105. Okay. Okay, verse 16. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread, and he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, and was laid in iron, until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. If you are waiting for rapture, the word of God will try you. Hallelujah. Because the word of God needs to cleanse us so that we conform to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, our God, we're told that they set Joseph in a position to lead all the wise people, the priests, the presidents, counselors, and so on and so forth. Do you know that same thing is still available to us? In our own time, God will raise you up. Hallelujah. Don't compromise because of money. Don't compromise because of promotion. Don't compromise because of someone who is putting pressure on you and they will threaten you. Take them back to God. Call the name of that person and begin to pray in tongues. And the Lord will visit that person. Hallelujah. Don't sell your birthright. Now, nowadays, some ministers will go to other extreme to get power. To work for whom? For God or the devil? You don't need to go to them to get to see vision. If you can pray in tongues 7 hours, your eyes will open. Hallelujah. You don't need mommy water to sleep in mommy water so that you get power and start healing the sick. You are not working for God. You are working for the devil. But you see these people here. They served God. They were consecrated, dedicated unto God. They were not ready to say once in a while, no to God, then I'll later repent. No. When it's discovered that it was they were facing death, they did not deny God. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? But let me lay stress on Daniel. Daniel, when they discover this foreigner was leading them, they decided to look for a way concerning his God. Nobody should pray for 30 days. Daniel cannot do without prayer. Can you do without prayer, brother? Please, don't neglect prayer. Pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18. One, we are prayer house. God expects us to be continually be prayer house. So when Daniel knew that, Daniel, were to be some of us who will shut our window. He opened his window. He knew they'd be watching out for him. And he just went back to the king. Hallelujah. That Daniel has violated that decree. What happened? The king went to his palace fasting, praying. He just couldn't sleep. Early in the morning, he was the first person who got there. Daniel. Hallelujah. Do you know, those lions became like pets. Daniel was a lion then. Probably one was even a pillow for him to sleep. Lion didn't do him anything. Do you know, if you carry God's anointing, all these wild animals, they will recognize you. They will stay clear. Hallelujah. I gave you testimony before. I remember over there in West Phoenix, we were holding Bible study, we were going from house to house. Elliot said, Austin, don't go close to that dog. I said, leave me alone. The dog was on chain, which means that dog is wide. Then the dog relaxed and knocked on the door. Try to preach to somebody. They know you. Are you a child of God?
Yes.
They know you. Go open the eye. That is my son. That is my daughter.
Amen.
Touch not, and they will not touch you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't entertain fear. Fear will attract them to you. But be bold. Hallelujah. Daniel was a lion's den. He slept peaceably. Early in the morning, the king gave commandment that they should bring him out. They brought him out. All those enemies who gang up are getting what happened? Just go feast for the lion. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. You see, I have a lot of things to share, but I just had to talk briefly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, after I finished praying, I saw a beast, very tall, black. I want us to stand up and pray. The powers that are harassing ministries in Arizona want to put them down. The Lord rebuke you. You powers of darkness. Stand up, please. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, rebuke you. You powers of darkness. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Whatsoever darts, arrows you are shooting, we set fire on them. They will not prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. You are the master builder. You are the one who died. You are the one who gave your life for the church. We pray, oh God, that the church will arise. The church will arise. That stone mounted our court with that hand has smote that Babylonian image. And it grew and spread all over the world and became a mountain. That is your church. Let the church arise. Let the church arise. Let it possess your possession and possess the enemy gates. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you for today, for blessing us. Lord, for the worship, the time to minister unto you. Lord, thank you for receiving that ministration. Thank you for using our sister to bless us. Lord, we release your glory upon her. We release your fire upon her and upon her household. Father, fulfill her heart desire. And compass her with songs of victory. And give her new songs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.